So my name is Theo Perez, also known as Theodore Perez, and I am a tribal member of the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. My father is Michael Zamora. My mother is Yolanda Chase. My grandparents are Josephine Tafoya, Laura Brown Wacheno, and Theodore Chase. My aunties are Benita Leonard, who is sister to my father, and Lisa Lomez, who is also sister to my father. I have a very large family. I'm virtually related to everybody from the Smiths, Suppas, Kalikas, Danzukas, Kirk, Shikes, all of them. You know, a lot of people know me from my children's book, Celeste Goes to Warm Springs, which serves a purpose beyond storytelling. It's not just a book, it is a vehicle for change that donates proceeds to our youth, schools, and families in need. It is found virtually everywhere. From the tribal homeroom in Madras to the K-8 Academy and in each of the classes to Barnes & Noble and beyond to Nixiawi School. Some of you may also know me from Theo's Longhouse Strong Coffee business, which donates into the longhouses, funerals, families in need on the reservation, and all our longhouse needs. Every business I own and operate, I aim to give back into our community and have been doing this for years. I work currently for the tribes and I manage and oversee Commodities Program, Reservation Impact Commodities Food Bank, Fences for Fido and Fences for Fido Pet Food Bank, as well as our spay and neutered, our fence builds and all of that cool stuff, dog houses. I have a very large network, which includes larger businesses. I have worked with, you know, Wilco, Walmart, you know, and we've done massive, massive giveaways to the, you know, military surplus. A lot of people know me from outside of work as well, from the free giveaways we do for work gloves, work boots, sleeping bags, and other items to assist in our workforce development. I also have hosted feasts at the Longhouse. I host Miss Warm Springs with Minnie Yateen. And I'm able to actually do majority of this with the proceeds from my coffee business, which has been really humbling and super awesome. I currently work for the tribes and I manage and oversee the Commodities Program, Reservation Impact Commodities Food Bank, Fences for Fido, Fences for Fido Pet Food Bank. I have a very large network, which includes larger businesses to do free giveaways outside of work. You know, we do give away free work gloves, work boots, sleeping bags, and all kinds of other items to help with workforce development. I began doing this to kind of assist, you know, I know those in need who are looking to work. I have hosted feasts at the Longhouse with proceeds from my coffee business, which I co-host with anyone willing to. I have created several tribal jobs in a short period. I can do grants and have aided in new generators, new freezers, ice makers, and jobs as well as resources. I was also part of the homeless shelter when we first developed it. During this time, I felt like I was able to gain a strong understanding of our people in need. So to those listening right now, wherever you may be, I would like to take this time to reach out to all of you with love. So today I stand before you not just as a candidate for tribal council, but as a proud member of our community who carries the legacy of our ancestors in my heart. I want to talk about something a lot are asking on, the 1855 Reserve Treaty Rights of Warm Springs, Oregon. This treaty is not just a document, it is the supreme law of the land. Tribal sovereignty allows us to govern ourselves, preserve our culture, and control our resources. It provides us with the authority to make decisions that directly affect our community and enhances our ability to protect our land and rights from external entities. Tribal sovereignty can lead to economic development opportunities as we establish businesses and partnerships that benefit our community without outside interference. This autonomy fosters self-determination, enabling our tribe to address unique needs and challenges effectively. The treaty was signed June 25, 1855, between the United States government and tribal leaders of the Warm Springs tribes. With this, we have land rights, fishing rights, and hunting rights. Economic development, which allows us to engage in various enterprises such as tourism, fishing, and other resource management. These activities not only provide income, but also enhance community resilience. Cultural preservation, legal framework that allows us as a people to advocate for our rights and interests and serves as a basis for negotiations with the federal and state government regarding land use, resources, and other matters affecting the community. Now going along, I would like to stress the importance of our economy, another point brought to me. Establishing a strong business sector allows tribal members to generate their own revenue. By reducing dependency on federal or state grants, tribes can become more economically independent. This financial autonomy is crucial for maintaining sovereignty as it empowers our community to make decisions based on our own priorities, rather than being held to outside funding sources or rules. Tribal businesses often incorporate cultural elements, maintaining traditional values while promoting economic development and building a stronger community. I also believe in meeting with our community more often and being open. The businesses I run and the programs I oversee have been successful and have increased repeatedly funding and support, all because of the participation and inclusivity of our elders, youth, and community. My name is Theo Perez, and I am and will always be here to serve the community because I am part of this community, and I love and care for all of you deeply. Today, tomorrow, yesterday, and regardless of whether or not I get on council, I will continue to uplift our people and support them. Lived experience, I sit on a large amount of boards already, you know, from Papaloxamisha to Westcat to Intertribal Fishco as the president, the tribal chair for St. Charles PFAC, and through all of those, I bring a business dynamic. I'm able to like focus on patterns and use those patterns to our benefit. I'm really good with structures. I also have, I think above everything else is the community input and support. Because, you know, I mean, that's like the biggest reason why any of my programs I think are as successful as they are is because, you know, we work hands-on with them. And if the community is like, we should change this or we should do this, then we try it. And, you know, educational wise is mostly in like business law and law. Knowledge wise, you know, it's business and business structures. You know, I've also, I've gone to Washington, D.C. You know, I've advocated for the Farm Bill Coalition. You know, I know how to work and I know how to sit at a table with individuals, read documents, understand in depth what I am reading, making sure I'm not giving up any sovereignties, making sure we're not losing out on anything that could be beneficial to our tribes. You know, and above everything else, you know, I've worked long hours for the tribes. You know, I was doing 6 14-hour shifts for every week, every single week. I was in 6 days a week, 14 hours a day.